This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. China convinced the world in January that they had abandoned their one-child policy of forced abortions and regular medical examinations of women to interdict unauthorized pregnancies. However, a formal complaint was lodged Wednesday at the UN telling how the new two-child policy is just as invasive and coercive. Reggie Littlejohn says that even though the world is laden with what she calls compassion fatigue, we must not forget the plight of Chinese women. After a California hospital told his family he was brain dead, Israel Stinson, just like J.H. McMath before him, is returning home after his family sought care abroad. Israel was being taken off life support 3 months ago when his family briskly took him for surgery to a Catholic hospital in Central America. With the proper nutrition that had been denied him, many of his problems disappeared. He is now preparing to go home. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Legalizing assistance in suicide to arrange for early death puts the disabled in jeopardy as Canada prepares for legal assisted suicide. Critics who have thrived in the face of disability are warning of the new dangers now facing anyone who might pass through a state of depression. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.